From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin on the national news. The Indonesian government received the arrival of 1.2 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine made by Sinovac on Sunday evening. President Joko Widodo, in his speech delivered virtually on Sunday evening, said that the Sinovac vaccine has been clinically tested in Bandung, West Java, since last August 2020. In addition to the 1.2 million doses of vaccine that have just arrived in Indonesia, President Joko Widodo also stated that the government is still working on 1.8 million doses of the vaccine, which will arrive in early January 2021. He further pointed out that besides the finished vaccine, in December, there will also be 15 million doses of vaccine, and in January 2021, there will be 30 million doses in the form of bulk raw materials, which will be further processed by PT Bio Farma. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo also expressed his gratitude for the arrival of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Kita amat bersyukur, alhamdulillah, vaksin sudah tersedia.
We are very grateful, alhamdulillah, the vaccine is available. This means that we can immediately prevent the spread of the COVID-19 outbreak. But to start vaccination still requires steps from the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency, BPOM. Apart from delivering the good news about the arrival of the COVID-19 vaccine, President Joko Widodo also emphasized several points related to the COVID-19 vaccine.
Dan perlu saya tegaskan, pertama, seluruh prosedur harus dilalui dengan baik.
And I need to emphasize, first, all procedures must be followed properly in order to ensure public health and safety, as well as vaccine effectiveness. Scientific considerations and the result of these clinical trials will determine when vaccination can be started. Second, the vaccine distribution system to the region is an important point, including supporting equipment, human resources, and vaccination management. Third, because it is not possible to vaccinate simultaneously for all residents. I hope all parties will follow the announcement and instructions from the officer who are currently preparing vaccination. At the end of his remarks, President Joko Widodo advised that even though vaccines are now available, the public are asked to remain disciplined in carrying out health protocols, namely wearing masks, washing hands, and keeping distance. Indonesia received 1.2 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine in the finished form on Sunday at around 9 a.m. local time. This vaccine has arrived by Garuda Indonesia plane with special cargo via the Jakarta-Beijing-Jakarta route. This was conveyed by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto, who is also chairperson of the Committee for Handling COVID-19 and National Economic Recovery KPC-PEN, in his statement delivered online on Sunday evening. He further stated that the vaccine must pass the evaluation stage from the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency, BPOM, and wait for the fatwa of the Indonesian Ulama Council regarding its halal aspects.
Walaupun vaksin sudah datang dan berada di Indonesia,
even though the vaccine have arrived and are in Indonesia, the vaccination implementation must pass the evaluation stage from the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency to ensure the aspects of quality, safety, and effectiveness. In addition, we also have to wait for the fatwa of the Indonesian Ulama Council, MUI, on the halal aspects. Furthermore, Minister Erlangga Hartarto stated that in complementing the testing, tracing and treatment or 3T efforts as well as wearing masks, washing hands and keeping distance, the vaccination implementation is a very important effort in ending the COVID-19 pandemic. He also added that these 3 points, 3T, 3M and vaccination, must always go hand in hand until the entire population of Indonesia and the world are completely free from the COVID-19 pandemic. In his statement, Minister Erlangga Hartarto remarked that the vaccination would be carried out in stages by prioritizing health workers and public service workers who have been technically regulated by the Minister of Health, Terawan Agus Putranto. The We Love Bali program is a proof of the Indonesia government's great commitment through the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy to re-highlight Bali Island brand as Indonesia's main tourism destination, which has implemented cleanliness, health, safety and environmental sustainability, CHSE. Deputy for Tourism Products and Activities Organizer Rizky Handayani, in his statement on Sunday, said that through the We Love Bali program, massive exploration was rolled out with 10 farm trip programs, which have been implemented for 2 months. Overall, this program has involved 409 tourism industry and creative economy players. More than 8,000 workers and more than 4,000 participants from the general public from Bali province. Rizky also emphasized that this program aims to revive the Bali tourism industry by exploring the main axes of Denpasar, Besaki, Sibatan, Candidasa, and Karangasem. Let's move on to the international news. Australian authorities on Monday asked residents of a coastal township in the World Heritage-listed Fraser Island to leave immediately after a massive bushfires burning there since mid-October was expected to reach the township early morning. The blaze has already destroyed half the island off Australia's northeastern coast, which is part of the Great Barrier Reef and famous for its tropical rainforest on sand dunes and inland lakes. Queensland State Fire and Emergency Services, in a statement issued Monday early morning, said a large fire is travelling in a southeasterly direction towards Happy Valley Township on Fraser Island. It is expected to impact Happy Valley Township around 7 a.m. He added that conditions are now very dangerous and firefighters may soon be unable to prevent the fire advancing. Australia's second largest city, Melbourne, welcomed its first international passenger flights in 5 months on Monday, an arrival that will test the State of Victoria revamped hotel quarantine system. The new system will greet Australians arriving on a flight from Sri Lanka, who will now no longer be allowed to leave their rooms under the new hotel quarantine restrictions. The system is similar to the model used in Sydney, capital of New South Wales, Australia's largest state, which has accommodated thousands of people returning without any clusters emerging. With New South Wales recording just one local infection in the last month, the state has gradually eased more social distancing restrictions. The coronavirus vaccine is the beginning of the end of the pandemic in the UK, Professor Stephen Powys has said as vaccination begin on Tuesday. But the NHS England medical director warned the distribution of the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine will be a marathon, not a sprint. It will take many months to vaccinate everybody who needs it. Frontline health staffs, those over 80, and care home workers will be first to get the COVID-19 vaccine. In England, 50 hospitals have been initially chosen to serve as hubs for administering the vaccine. Professor Powys was speaking outside Croydon University Hospital in South London, which became one of the first hospitals in the UK to take delivery of the vaccine on Sunday. Ghanaians vote in elections on Monday in which President Nana Akufo-Addo and former President John Mahama over rival promises to help the economy rebound from its first quarterly contractions in nearly 40 years. There are 12 presidential candidates, but most voters are likely to choose between Akufo-Addo and his new Patriotic Party. And Mahama's National Democratic Congress, which have alternated in power since 1992. Last year, Ghana emerged from a three-year lending program with the International Monetary Fund, only for the new coronavirus to knock demand for its key export of oil and cocoa. If re-elected for a second four-year terms, Akufo-Addo promises to push ahead with a $17 billion recovery program to boost jobs, while Mahama's Keystone Pledge is a $10 billion infrastructure plan. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Of Indonesia with commentary. The Indonesian government, through a joint decree of the three ministers, has officially reduced the days of collective leave in 2020 from the previously agreed 11 days to 8 days. The elimination of 3 days of the joint leave is aimed at preventing the spread of COVID-19 from becoming more widespread, because people will take advantage of holidays to return to their hometowns or visit tourism attraction. It seems that the government has learned from the previous decision when it imposed a long leave of absence at the end of October and does not want to repeat that mistake. The recent spike in positive cases of COVID-19 is closely related to the long vacation at that time. Collective leave is not certainly the only factor, but it can't be assumed it is the biggest factor. Why? Because the addition of positive cases occurred exactly 2 weeks after a holiday period. So it is appropriate if the government cuts off collective leave at the end of the year, not only reducing the collective leave, but banning people to go home, such as the one imposed by the government during the Idul Fitri holiday some time ago. However, will cutting joint leave at the end of this year be effective in suppressing the spread of COVID-19? Probably not. public awareness and disciplines in implementing the health protocols is very important. The spread will be suppressed with high discipline from the community in implementing health protocols and the consistency of the government in implementing the 3T policies, tracing, testing, and treatment. And the enforcement of health protocols regulation is very important. The government and public should be able to build synergies to curb the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has recorded a daily positive number of nearly more than 8,000 people recently. Without discipline and cooperation, the cutting off of collective leave days at the end of this year will be in vain. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, our segment today in history starts with the event on December 7, 1959, when Aceh was decided to be a special region. Aceh province, which was originally named as Aceh Darussalam, had ever been subsequently called as the special region of Aceh and Nangro Aceh Darussalam in 2001 until 2009. Then it becomes the province of Aceh nowadays. Aceh is the westernmost province in Indonesia. It has its own regulated autonomy compared with other provinces in Indonesia for historical reasons. On December 7, 1959, the government of Indonesia formally designated Aceh as a special region. At the time, the special status was granted to Aceh in accordance with the Prime Minister's Decree No. 1, Missi 1959, whose contents include privilege, religion, worship, and education. Next event is that in 1995, Galileo spacecraft arrived in Jupiter. Galileo is an unmanned spacecraft sent by NASA to study Jupiter and Moon. It was named based on astronomer and pioneer of Renaissance Galileo Galilei. The aircraft was launched on August 18, 1989 by the Atlantis Space Shuttle with the STS-34 mission. Galileo arrived in Jupiter on December 7, 1995, 6 years from its launch with the help of gravitational trajectories of the Venus and Earth. The last event was in 2017 on International Civil Aviation Day. International Civil Aviation Day refers to the decision of the General Assembly of the United Nations in 1996 over the initiative of the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, which stipulated every 7th of December as the International Civil Aviation Day. Previously, ICAO had established International Civil Aviation Day since 1994, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the founding of the organization. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Pernah menyapa saat itu kau tak banyak bicara, hanya tersenyum. Tak pernah kukira kau begitu cepat memikatku tanpa basa-basi. Setiap kau ada, rasanya hanya inginkan berdua. Tak perlu kau curi perhatianku, ku hanya untukmu. Tak perlu kau minta
mudahnya engkau masuki hatiku. Tak pernah kukira kau begitu cepat memikatku tanpa basa-basi. Setiap kau ada, rasanya hanya
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia on Indonesia and Switzerland agreed to develop renewable energy. Indonesia and Switzerland signed a project arrangement regarding new renewable energy development. The signing was carried out by head of the Human Resources Development Agency of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Prahoro Nurcahyo, along with the State Secretariat for Economic Affairs of the Swiss Confederation on Wednesday. This project arrangement is a derivative and a follow-up to the Memorandum of Understanding signed by Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Arifin Tasrif, and the State Secretariat for Economic Affairs of the Swiss Confederation on October 9, 2020. Prahoro Nurcahyo, in his press statement Thursday, said that this cooperation is expected to increase the capacity and productivity of human resources in managing the new renewable energy subsector in both countries. Prahoro Nurcahyo further stated that this document is the beginning for stakeholders in Indonesia in order to keep promoting sustainability and productivity in capacity building. In the future, not only the energy sector, but also this cooperation will also involve other sectors. The scope of cooperation includes the development of formal and non-formal training in the new renewable energy subsector and other activities in the scope of knowledge exchange and capacity building. In addition to the Human Resources Development Agency of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, this cooperation program will also involve the National Development Planning Agency, the Ministry of Education and Culture, the National Agency for Professional Career Certification and Polytechnics in CAGE, in the new and renewable energy subsector in Indonesia and Switzerland. The Indonesia-Swiss cooperation is motivated by the desire of the two countries to increase their contribution to the energy transition in the world. Indonesia has set its national energy policy to increase the share of renewable energy to 23% by 2025 and 31% in 2050. Meanwhile, the Swiss government has set a target of reducing the use of fossil fuels by 20% by 2020. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
ワカウィンティカールバイルス COVID-19 ミンヒラリルティダイルアクニアビシャクリンサヒカナイヤハミーコンワカナウコンヤハミーニー
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sampai tua, dia yang terang bersinar di antara bara. Dia adalah petunjuk dalam diriku bahwa dia murni pelengkap hidup paling paripurna. Jika dia hip hop, yeah, aku fans berat dirinya. Jika dia film biru, aku penonton setia. Dia adalah puisi, aku adalah rima. Aku kan di sisinya karena cukup dia.
Di hidupku dialah surga, bagiku dia sang pesona. Dialah segalanya, cukup dia. Dialah bintang bagiku anugerah terindah. Dialah segalanya.
Inspirasi, kompilasi dari berbagai inspirasi. Dia sempurna dari segala sisi. Selalu mengisi, aku Glenn Alinsky, dia Chelsea.
Dalam waktu, akulah menit, dia detiknya.
Hidup,
akulah raga, dialah nyawa. Akulah tahta, dan dia wanitanya. Dia, oh cukup dia, segalanya.
My lady, my lady, buat hidupku lebih sempurna. Warnai indah hariku saat bersama. Temukan arti tulus penuh makna cinta. Seperti garam dan merica ciptakan rasa. Dan takkan ada yang lain yang bisa. Bila satu mampu berikan ku segalanya. Penantian panjang akhirnya tiba. Cukup dia satu, yeah, untuk selamanya.
Hidupku dialah surga, bagiku dia sang pesona. Dialah segalanya. Cukup dia, cukup dia. Dialah bintang bagiku anugerah terindah. Dialah segalanya. Cukup dia, cukup dia, cukup.
surga bagiku dia sang pesona. Dialah segalanya.
Cukup dia, cukup dia, cukup
di malamku. Dialah bintang bagiku anugerah terindah. Dialah segalanya.
Cukup dia, cukup dia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to introduce you Kalwedo tradition from Maluku. Kalwedo is legal evidence of the ownership of indigenous peoples in southwest Maluku. It is joint ownership of life with siblings. Kalwedo has rooted in cultural life and language of indigenous peoples on Babar and southwest Maluku islands. Kalwedo's cultural inheritance is carried out in the form of language games, daily plays, customs, and discourses. Kalwedo is taken from a regional language word that has theological, philosophical, and sociological values, where the meaning of the word is a greeting word for everyone in southwest Maluku Regency. The Kalwedo culture unites the people in the Babar and in southwest Maluku Islands in a customary kinship, which unites the community into a house of prayer and a customary palace belonging to each other. Kalwedo values are implemented in the traditional kinship greeting across islands and countries, namely Inanara Amayali, or sister and brother. Inanara Amayali describes the virtues of life and the human heritage of Southwest Maluku people, which includes the totality of heart, soul, thought, and behavior. Kalwedo values bind the bonds of brotherhood in the community through the living tradition of Niolilieta, Yolilieta, Siolilieta, or living side by side well. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sejenak saja dengar aku. Beriku waktu walau tak banyak. Mungkin tak cukup berarti untukmu, namun ku ingin agar engkau tahu. Ku harap kau kan tersentuh dengan apa yang diungkap hatiku. Memang tak berarti banyak untukmu, namun ku ingin kau anggap aku ada. Hingga ini waktu ku yang terakhir, ku ingin hari ini selalu ku kenal. Tetap menatap dan menjalani keping hati, ku akan menjagamu dalam kesemuan. Ku harap kau kan tersentuh dengan
listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is eating rujak or makan rujak.
Thank you.
Listen to this conversation about Kevin who eats mango salad, which is picked from Grandma's house yard.
Kevin, ini ada mangga. Ayo cicipi.
Wah, sepertinya enak.
Coba kamu cocol dengan bumbu ini, Kevin.
Apa ini, Rama?
Ini adalah bumbu rujak, Kevin. Bagaimana rasanya?
Aduh, ini pedas sekali. Aku tidak suka pedas.
Maaf ya, Kevin. Aku tidak tahu kamu tidak suka pedas.
Iya, tidak apa-apa, Rama.
Now, I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I'm going to say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Cocol, which means to dip. Bumbu, which means spices. Rujak or fruit salad. Pedas, which means spicy. Maaf ya, which means I'm sorry. Ini pedas sekali, which means this is too spicy. Aku tidak suka pedas, which means I don't like spicy. Tidak apa-apa, which means it's okay. If you want to express that you don't like something, you can use the expression aku tidak suka, which means I don't like. In the dialogue, Kevin expresses his dislike for something with an expression, aduh ini pedas sekali, which means it's too spicy. Rama apologizes to Kevin because he doesn't know that Kevin doesn't like spicy food. When someone asks for apology, you would respond by saying, iya tidak apa-apa, which means it's okay or never mind. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kevin, ini ada mangga. Ayo cicipi.
Wah, sepertinya enak.
Coba kamu cocol dengan bumbu ini, Kevin.
Apa ini, Rama?
Ini adalah bumbu rujak, Kevin. Bagaimana rasanya?
Aduh, ini pedas sekali. Aku tidak suka pedas.
Maaf ya, Kevin. Aku tidak tahu kamu tidak suka pedas.
Iya, tidak apa-apa, Rama.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Sendiri, oh,
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I present a Kroncong song entitled Tembang Kiasan, sung by Tuti Mariyati. The song Tembang Kiasan, which was composed by Budiman, BJ, tells about heroes who have fallen on the battlefield. However, their names are always remembered all the time. The song Tembang Kiasan with short lyrics has a very deep meaning. Budiman BJ, the composer, also wrote this song with beautiful lyrics like poetry and has very melodious music. Let's listen to Tuti Mariyati with a Kroncong song entitled Tembang Kiasan. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku buka rahasia tentang aku, tentang kamu, tentang kita. Rasa apakah ini cuma kamu? Susah lupa. Hidup sekali, mati sekali, celaka bila ku hidup tanpamu, hidup tanpamu. Hidup sekali harus berarti, celaka bila jalani tanpamu, jalani tanpamu. Masih ingin kamu, ingin menebusmu. Pernah ku melupakan cintamu. Beri aku cinta.
coba gantikanmu dengan dia, dan ternyata aku salah. Rasa apakah ini cuma kamu susah.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.